Greetings to each one today. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I would like to just take a brief moment and just pray for all those that are listening. Father in heaven, we come to you through the blood of Jesus Christ, and I just ask that you would inspire each one of us today to it's another day as we live in this evil world, but Lord, that we would live joyously. Father, I know that you want us to live with joy, that our joy may be full, that our cup may be running over. And Father, I just pray today that you would help each one that is listening to have a day full of joy, regardless if what the circumstances may be, Lord, that you may be the source of our joy. So Lord, just be with us, keep each one, and keep us safe, each one together with your families or whomever it may be tonight, Lord, and just be with us. We bless you, Lord, in the name of Christ we pray. Amen. This is Levi Stolzer sharing with you today. In the last few days, I shared, I guess the last two times, I shared on devotions that my children prepared for me. I'm cheating a little bit. This past Sunday, we had sicknesses in the home, and we were not able to go to church. We took the opportunity to just stay at home, and I enjoy Sundays at home. If I don't like when we have sicknesses, but I enjoy a Sunday morning at home occasionally. And I asked the children, the three oldest ones, to prepare a devotion that I could share. So the last 2 days, two of them, I read the devotion, but today I'd like to just share with you something that I came across in 1 Peter. In 1 Peter 2, let's see here, 1 Peter 2, verse 20, I'd like to read. Let me back up. Let me start at verse 18. They're all very good verses. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. That is interesting that he's asking us to be subject to those. The word forward means harsh. It means, so it would read this way. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and to the gentle, but also to the harsh masters. But this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. And verse 20 is what I would like to, it seems like 19 and 20 are together. I'll read them together. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endureth grief, suffering wrongfully, for what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently, with a question mark. But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. It gives an interesting illustration. It's kind of ties into verse 18, where he's talking about being subject to those. It says, servants, be subject to your masters. And then verse 19 talks about, for this is thankworthy, if a man for concept, maybe I'm reading that word wrong, but towards God endure grief, suffering, and wrongfully. Then verse 20, it says, for what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? You know, we can be buffeted for our faults. Let's say I did something wrong, and I get rebuked and buffeted for it, and I take it patiently. You know, I do well. I do well in recognizing that I failed, and so I take the rebuke that someone gives me, and that is a good thing. But, you know, the better thing is, but if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. The better thing is, really, if I am wrongly accused, no one likes to be wrongly accused, but if we are wrongly accused and try to, I mean, there is a place to defend ourselves, but I think there is no right way to defend ourselves in an angry manner, in a harsh manner. There is no right way to do that. And that's what he's saying here is, if we're rebuked for doing something wrong and we take it patiently, that is good. But how about if we are rebuked for not doing anything wrong? How about if we're misunderstood? That is acceptable to God. And I'd like to just encourage all of us today, all of you listeners and myself, that we would not be people that would immediately, if we are rebuked for something, that we would not flare up. But even better, if we are rebuked for something that we didn't do, that we would walk through it patiently. You know, there's something in the human heart, there's something in the fleshly heart that wants to defend itself. We don't want to be accused wrongly. It's very painful to be misunderstood for the truth. And remember, once we walk through a time in our life where we were involved in a situation, and I felt we were misunderstood for what I thought was the truth. And it was very painful. And I'd like to just encourage each one of you today to that we would be patient people, and that we would, if we are rebuked wrongly, that we would accept it and just not get upset, not get angry, and not try to defend ourselves. You know, the Lord is saying it is acceptable with God if we are wrongly accused. So, Lord bless you today, and may He prosper you in the name of Christ.